Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
In 1923, a group of men who were considered to be winners met at the Edgewater Beach Hotel in Chicago. Present were 8 of the world's most successful businessmen. Like whom? Charles Schwab, president of Bethlehem Steel, was there, along with the president of the world's largest utility company, Samuel Insull. Richard Whitney, the president of the New York Stock Exchange, was also there. Also attending that meeting was Albert Fall, then a member of the U.S. President's Cabinet, along with the heads of the world's largest investment firm, the greatest monopoly in the world, and the Bank of International Settlement, respectively. And what happened to these successful men who had clawed their way to the very top? Charles Schwab, the man who headed the largest steel company in the world, died bankrupt and lived on borrowed money for the last 5 years of his life. Samuel Insull, the man who headed the largest utility company in the world, ended his days as a fugitive, broke, and living in a foreign country. Richard Whitney, the man who was president of the New York Stock Exchange, was released from Sing Sing prison to die at home. Albert Fall, the man who was a member of the U.S. President's Cabinet, was pardoned so he could die at home. The last three all died as suicides. These individuals made it to the top, but once they got there, something went wrong, very wrong. What price success? What cost to win? For a few seconds, focus your attention on these individuals, likewise people considered winners. Actor Robin Williams, fashion designer Alexander McQueen, Arthur Chevrolet, the designer of the automobile built by General Motors, linebacker Jovan Belcher, author Sylvan Plath, country singer Mindy McCready, and Edwin Armstrong, who invented FM radio. And to this group, I could add the names of Ernest Hemingway, Marilyn Monroe, and Kurt Cobain for a beginning. What do they have in common? 2 things. They were successful, and their lives were ended by suicide. I said they were successful, but were they really? Perhaps that depends on your definition of this nebulous word. If reaching the top is success, they made it. But as Dr. Charles Malik, the Lebanese statesman and former president of the UN General Assembly, defined success, they fell short, dismally short. Success, said Malik, is seeking and knowing and loving and obeying God. And if you seek, you will know, and if you know, you will love, and if you love, you will obey. Success from God's point of view, from the vantage of looking back over life and valuing relationships, is vastly different. Jesus put it, "What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?" If Jesus were alive today, he might well put it, "So what if a person gains the company presidency, wins an Academy Award, or climbs the greasy ladder to the top, but loses his family, his self-respect, and his soul in the process?" A closing thought. It is never too late to change the direction of your life. Some people strive for survival, some for success. Some achieve significance, and with that level of accomplishment comes the peace of God that means your life was indeed worth living.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.